Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop.
Y'all, man, Sunday, man. It's the scoop in the building. It's your host, PJ Perfect, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I got my two co-hosts with me, Tony MFD.
Hey, man, today I prefer to go by the name of Big Tampa, not Lil Tampa. Mm. Big Buck shit. 3 o'clock.
Mr. Fly Jock himself, ladies and gentlemen.
He prefer to be called out of the playoffs.
So that's a nice jersey, Tony.
He's, hey, man, I appreciate that, Big E. You know,
yeah, he's
Big
Mike
All-Star. You know, throwback. Mike All-Star, throwback.
Hey, little bruh, been a Tampa fan before Brady, so, you know.
I don't, which little bruh you talking about?
I'm talking little bruh, Ezell.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm little homie.
I know you little bruh because I'm older than you, but that's little bruh.
I'm little homie. Hey. Man. I don't give a fuck what it is, nigga.
It's a jersey.
You
go over here, too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, boy, them Tampa's better come out jabbing. I know that.
Hey, man, listen.
But they better hit that jaw first.
Listen, man.
So we late today because Tony decided to stand.
He had to have a photo shoot.
He had to have a whole damn photo shoot.
That's fine.
Before the show.
That's fine. And I also had to bring, you know, my Buccaneer helmet. Hell, you know, that's what's
auntie
up here right
Bucks
now.
Too. My auntie a Bucks
auntie.
Fan.
Auntie, that's what I'm talking about. Auntie, go Bucks, Big Tampa.
Oh yeah,
you know I already know. See, I already know win, lose, or draw. If we win, I'm gonna hear all this hating coming from the internet. And if we lose,
it was like the Cowboys. You remember when the Pittsburgh lost, and you don't hear nothing about it. But that's okay
because y'all weren't even supposed to be there.
That who?
It must be ours in hell. Why? Because he keeps saying who?
Who?
Y'all weren't supposed to be there.
Pittsburgh won. I wouldn't give a damn how they won. They won.
They won.
No, man. But anyway, if the Bucks lose today, I'm telling you, they go drag y'all like they did the Cowboys.
Hey, man, listen.
The internet, everybody, they going to have so many memes.
At the end of the day, one thing I can say is if we do lose today,
okay,
we won a Super Bowl last year.
True,
so
true.
That's all I care about. I got a good 3 years of saying we won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, true.
But I don't even like Drake, but I think we finna go back to back. I'm talking back to back.
And if the Bucks win today,
I don't want to hear about the shit ever again.
If the Bucks win today,
when
the Bucks win the division, let me tell you, Tony go have the biggest Super Bowl party.
Big Super Bowl party
again. And I might have to bring the equipment because we go turn that bitch up.
Oh yeah,
we gonna turn that bitch up.
In 2 weeks, I will be coming back with the Super Bowl squares. If you played last year, got paid out good.
Yes.
10 can turn into 800. That's all I'm saying.
I did play last year.
Yeah, I want to. Hey, listen, I got to
get
the squares up.
I did not win. I was close.
Look, it was four different winners.
It was
Misha. It was Mike. It was Man. And it was Trisha. Four different winners last week. Some of them put in 10. Some of them put in 80.
Yeah, the man came in with the whole helmet. He drove down to Tampa. Yeah. Tom Brady say use this for the show, but bring it back.
Big Tampa, man. Look, I don't play. I am a fan. This is for real.
If a person been to Tony's house.
Birdman already know what time it is.
Listen, if you been to Tony's house, his man cave. If you allergic to Tampa, don't walk in that man cave.
Don't bring gas to my house, tell you right now,
because, boy, you'll start itching, you'll pass out.
Look, I went to Party City last year. I can't wait to put that big-ass Go Bucks back in the middle of the front yard.
Damn.
Yeah, big shit now.
Okay. Well, since we all have, you know what I'm saying, jumped out, you know, and got introduced to that, you know, let's break the ice, man.
Put some respect on my name.
Let's break the ice.
Hey, can we turn the camera a little bit? Because it ain't getting my helmet in there properly.
Man, that damn helmet in there.
Golly. Yeah, I made sure. I get my helmet in there. There it is. I had to pull that bit back.
Okay. Everybody's seen it.
Okay. Shit. All right. Cool. Let's get it.
Shout out all to right. them 49ers, too. Know what I'm saying?
They beat y'all, right? No, they beat the Cowboys.
Thank all you.
Right. We're gonna go into this one little snippet, right?
49ers, extension of Tampa.
This one little snippet, because I was going to ask y'all, it was going to do a little icebreaker question. The question was about women, if you was a man, you know, what was the first thing you doing? Men, if you was a woman, what's the first thing you doing? You get what I mean? Like, just becoming that opposite sex or whatever. So,
yeah,
I ain't really worried about that too much.
I'm glad you ain't really asked that question.
So, let's jump right into this detail right here. So, just listen up on this. Right now, it seems like something is playing.
Shout out to Brandon. Brandon, I be watching your live while you make the soap.
Yeah, so that word, that like dating.
True or false?
Yeah, dating, the word is not in the Bible. Yeah. Like that word's not in the Bible. But the concept of what we call dating is honestly practicing divorce. It's like getting with people to then figure out if you kind of want to be with them, and then you get out of it. And then we're taught, like, as young people, like, try it as many times as you want to until you find the one. But what you've done is you've formed unknowingly a habit of getting into things and getting out of them.
Oh, wow. I've never heard anyone say that.
So Tony.
No, Lord.
So, Tony, how do you feel about that?
I'm gonna try and tone this down because I was told yesterday that I have no filter.
Well,
who told you that?
All right, so what do y'all think about the concept of this young man? How he said dating is pretty much like practicing divorce. The way that young adults are taught how to date is literally practicing divorce, like getting with somebody to see if you like him or not.
You can call in, Brandon, and ask that.
You see what I mean? So I mean, just listen. Today's topic is dating and how important is trust. So we definitely want to get down to the bottom of that too, because I think I was listening to something, and I think that's what kind of came up with that topic right there, with that how important is trust. Because
trust is they put
trust on anything, and we talking about any kind of ship, you know, any ship.
Trust ain't even got to be in a relationship. It's friendship, everything. Trust is big.
She said what now?
She said you ain't invited her in here yet. That's what she said.
Brandon, we been told you to come here.
All right. And she disappeared on us. Thank you. Drop the mic.
Yep, boom. She got ghost on us.
And quite frankly, I ain't the one even doing the...
Oh, yeah. All right, okay. Chill. Hey, Brandon, I'm going to talk to you after the show.
Yeah, Birdman.
We got the book, okay. Brandon.
All right, cool. So what you think about that, Tony MFD?
Huh?
Or Fly Job? You ain't got nothing on that either?
I mean...
I feel like
what he's saying is, like, retarded. So what, you supposed to marry somebody off first sight? That's just stupid. You got to learn the person. Just like in school, you had to learn how to read. You had to learn how to do math. You had to understand it. So why the hell would I look at you, I mean, and just automatically just think, yeah, I'm marrying this person. I mean, I believe in lust at first sight. I don't believe in love at first sight. I mean, I believe you can meet somebody and talk to them upon, you know, maybe 5 minutes and feel like you really, really got a connection with them. But you still gotta learn that person. Yeah, you still gotta learn that person. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you gotta look at all the red flags if they come up. Y'all seen why I did that? Red flag. Yeah, man, you gotta look at the red flag. So, I mean, you can call it dating. He can say whatever the hell he want to say, practicing for divorce. But like I say, dating and marriage, those are two different things. And before mm-hmm. you take that ultimate step, I want to make sure you got the right person. So, man, I don't agree with what the hell he said.
Yeah, because I was just going to get to that, and I think Brandon was just coming on something as well. But what's that fly? What you was going to say?
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? My dog just said it. I mean, you have to get to know the person first. Shit, that's just like so buying a car. You got to test drive the car first. So that's just don't want to jump into it because it look good.
I mean, but a lot of us do just jump in the cars because they look good.
Right, right.
I want to be on a Chevy Camaro. You know,
I mean, how many people have
nice
cars or Mercedes or this or that because somebody else got a Tesla? Because you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, so, it's okay, but I don't want to have that evil, lazy, don't know what to do woman because everybody got a beautiful woman. Nah, fuck that.
Oh, you saying just because she look good?
Yeah.
I seen dog on the internet this week was talking about. So you cook like this all year round and it's the same?
Yeah. See.
Talking about, yeah. Maybe you know what? Maybe we should be in a relationship. Hey, cuz killed that one. But anywho, off to the right, topic Brandon, at hand with the ragged. Guy. I just feel like what he was, I think his key point was that the way how you're taught to date and move on and keep going, he's just saying once you kind of, you know, hit a hump and, you know, when you're married or something like that, you just want to, you give up and you just kind of toss it to the side, to the wayside. You keep going because that's the same way you're taught to date. So he's just trying to say you carry those same traits over into marriage or whatnot.
No, because like when you're married, a lot of people feel like that's when the fight is more worth it because you chose to be with that person that you're making an ad before God. So a lot of people feel like that's when the fight is really, really on. You know what I'm saying? I'm married. And dating, yeah, it is a pretty much on to the next one type deal. Right. Because at the end of the day, unless y'all got some sort of family ties. When I say family ties, I mean a child behind it.
So basically, this is a switch.
Really ain't gotta.
So it's a switch. You have to know it's a time and a place. It's a when and a where. Like you say, when you're dating, it's a move on. But when you end something, you made a commitment to something. It's to try to fight it out, try to figure it out.
Yeah, because it's gonna cost you. You know, you got to go to the court to tell them you want to break up.
Yeah. Hey, that's a part of it.
Hey, right now,
honestly, great advice.
Brandon, just go ahead and call in, Brandon, please.
Hey, read it. I ain't anything. Let me see.
Well, how y'all really feel? Because seem like any and everybody getting married, and I'm hearing it ain't nothing but a piece of paper anyway.
Right.
It's just a piece of, well, to be honest, I mean, it is a piece of paper, but
it is an act before God. Right. I feel like right now in our culture, a lot of people are getting married just to be
because it's trend, hype.
Just to be trending at the reception or just to it's be trending hype. And hype, but we don't really understand the magnitude and the standards that you're now held to on another level. It's more than just changing your last name. It's a lot of shit that come with it. And it can be on both sides, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do it just because you think, oh, yeah, this is what I need to do. But at the end of the day, if that's not how you truly feel, don't marry somebody or accept their ring just to blush and cry and then have this damn wedding only to 6 months down the line be like, fuck it.
Yeah, y'all Orlando people.
People doing the most with these weddings, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't live in Orlando. I live in Claremont.
Oh, now it's okay to tell them where you live at.
I live in Claremont.
I'm from Orlando, but I live in Tavares.
We outside.
I'm outside, hoe. Nah, I ain't calling you no hoe, Brandon. That was Pastor Troy, just so you know.
On the house, man. Yeah, hey, so man. Check it out. All right, cool. That was dope. I'll be real.
Like I think at how can I say? Like, it,
where
like
you from?
Everybody.
Wait, where you from?
But y'all, y'all from the O. Yes, 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 yes.
We
you
from
the O too.
Dang. But you said. You said live.
I was raised in the O.
No, sister, there ain't no water in this cup. This, that. I ain't even gonna tell you. This pressure.
My little sister. Drinking good.
Yeah, so tell my sister, little bald headed ass, I want to come for a real nigga, man.
Hey, check it out.
Hey man, what kind of ginger is it? That bitch spicy.
That bitch got that kick, ain't
it? Well, that bitch got my. I'm like, shit.
That's that cinnamon ginger ale, bitch.
I'm on that bitch cinnamon like it's yak.
Don't listen.
That nigga got this.
That's that wah wah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we need to go ahead and cut these comments because my sister just said something about my mom. I'm about to slap shit out of her. Put some respect on my name. Oh, you know what? I forgot. I was talking to her earlier. She a little salty because her Steelers out of the playoffs.
Here we go.
My sister's a Steelers fan.
No, you told me you're a Steelers fan, but I'm saying, can you keep Steelers out,
Trey,
your
what's up?
Out your
Trey
mouth kid? This week?
I keep the bitches out of my mouth until next season.
But
because the bitches out of my, they bitches out of my life.
Hey, the Bucks gonna lose today.
Oh yeah, but you sound like a hater on the front line.
Bucks gonna lose today.
You know he said. You know
he
know
he's my phone call.
He came through and specifically broke down the reason why he was standing on top of the Ram truck today.
Yeah, big Ram truck.
So so
if y'all looked at my pictures today, if you follow me on Facebook and you seen my post with me talking to all them haters out there. The reason for that right there is because I have a 2019 Dodge Ram Tampa Bay Super Bowl edition.
Okay, but like now, I told you, who would know that
it would come full circle?
Brandon and say, it's the fact that you really came with the damn helmet. For
but the thing is, like I just told him, I work in the car industry. Don't talk bad about your car. So after the game, that bitch might that bitch ain't gonna cut off.
What you say, Fly?
That bitch gonna need a jump.
Now, the Ram, no, I respect him.
Oh, okay.
That's big dog
okay.
status.
All right.
That's my dog out there. Mm-hmm. That's my nigga. The Ram, no, I respect him.
It's just a little friendly, jokey joke.
It's just a little friendly, jokey joke.
Okay.
I rolled it down when I stood on it. I said, right. I'm sorry.
You got
it
cleaned
on your nose,
up.
Babe. All right. I'm sorry all right. about all that. All right. You know, I know that 240 was a lot to handle, but the hood popped right back out when I got my fat ass off. That bitch say, bonk.
Okay, check it out. Is I think this came from Kevin Samuels, if I'm not mistaken. But he said, like, dating after 7 o'clock is, like, official, like, legs open, like, it's official.
After 7?
He said going on dates after 7 o'clock is literally, like, it's giving up the poom.
Ain't Kevin Samuels
you know?
That crazy motherfucker?
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm asking y'all the question to figure out how y'all feel about the comment that was said.
So what time you go on a date?
Like, he just saying you got to be at 7 or before 7. You know what I mean? He just saying.
That
know,
nigga
at a,
always horny,
you know,
man.
At a gentleman,
that,
no time. You know?
That nigga a little horn dog, man.
So, I mean, he just saying, like, I guess to me, I feel like he's saying, like, after 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. So, even if you're getting up for a date, you saying that y'all hanging out.
We're grown. So, you think I need to go on a date at, for one, I got a job. She got a job.
Okay.
So, we going on a date when we get off, you get ready. And then at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm calling to see if you're ready. So we can.
Because I mean, from my recollection, you know, I'm not the jukebox, but.
Yeah.
Usher did say, it's 7 o'clock.
On the dot, I'm in my drop top, cruising the street. But he was looking for a pretty, pretty woman.
No, that bitch say, I got a real pretty little thing that's.
Waiting for me.
There we go.
Okay.
I guess Usher was right because he said he pulled up. Anticipating. Hey, man, but at the end of the damn day.
The date. Shit, we can go. So, going to catch a little movie.
She said Kevin said he need to hush.
Yeah, he do need to shut up. Yeah, he tired.
Hey, who the hell is Kevin?
I'm just saying he's
Kevin
saying that.
Said,
he just
I
saying
heard
is that
in a minute though.
But
I
is that an automatic?
Him.
Is that an automatic? Is those automatic
nah,
smash hours?
Nah,
that's what he's trying
nah,
to say.
Because like a date, a normal date, I haven't done it in a while. But when I was doing, I feel like a date was normally like about 2 hours, maybe 3 at the most. So
and it depends on what time. It don't matter.
It depends on what y'all doing. You know, but more than likely, you go to the movies, go get something to eat, go bowling, go get something to eat.
Now,
whatever.
Back in my days, I did not want to catch them late movies.
Yeah,
no. I would go to sleep on your ass. Fuck.
Nah, yeah, I ain't trying to take a bit to the movie. The movie started at 10.
Nah, 11,
bitch. Movie started at 8. It's 2 hours. Like, I used to map my shit out. Okay, the movie started at 7. It's 2 hours long. Uh-huh. Okay. I'll be down there by 9.
The movie 2 hours? When we watching the Titanic?
No, what Titanic saying? Was 3.
That's the average time. You just get there early. You'll get there early to catch the preview so you won't know what movie coming out.
Right. The previews don't went by the wayside in the movie theater, right. too.
Somewhere, like, that's a, you got to pull that up on Fandango. You got to pull that up on your phone.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So you'll know, and you know. So it appeared like you knew.
And the movie theater, they don't like got too booze. You can't even sneak in there no more because everybody got assigned seats and shit, little bitch.
Which is a good thing.
Not really. Yeah. When I went to the movie hall, now you coming to me, hey, that's my seat, dog.
Oh, yeah. I paid for this, but you got to move. You and Kurt need to move.
Yeah, see, now you put me on blast.
And now the girl like, hold up, so this ain't your seat, Tony? Hey. Yeah. Hey, bro, you and your little bitch need to move. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
You make it feel real bad.
Wait, so check this out. So wait a
previews
minute.
Previews are only 15 minutes, Birdman.
Hey, yes.
So that's it. And you know, I just was trying to see the new Avengers or new Marvel movies coming out.
They said before Netflix and chill, that was
movies and chill.
Go to a movie and fangles.
That was.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been.
I did that in the West Coast Mall.
I never been that type of person. I was. If I go to the movies, I'm watching that movie.
I mean, most of the time, you know, when you give it a jacket.
Oh yeah.
And then she throw it across, and then you lean over.
Scoot wordplay.
Boy, this nigga.
Flag in the building.
Was hell, boy.
Boy, listen, boy. Thank God for change.
Like, for real. RMF, man, was good. Wordplay was good.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dang. Man.
So, hey, Flag and Wordplay, real quick. Y'all ever did the movies and fangering thing?
Keep that answer to yourself, bro. We don't give you fuck.
Tony, you used to do it.
I swear to God, bro. I'm not, bro, listen. When it comes down to
them days, if he's spending his dollars on that movie, bruh, he gonna watch that movie.
On God, bro, I promise y'all, bro. When it came down to dating back in the day, bro, I was an L7, I was a square. If we go to the movies, I'm thinking we're going to watch the movies. I ain't trying to kiss you, I ain't trying to hold your hand. Ain't trying to do nothing. Well, I'm holding your hand when we walking up there, but I'm looking at the damn movie.
No.
This is a dumbass like movie. Then I'm ready to go.
Like, that ain't something you do on every movie. Like,
that sounds like you did on every movie.
I didn't do that every movie. I probably did that twice. And it was like, Jock, stop. All right. Let me finish watching this.
Finish watching this Titanic. When this hoe gonna drown? When this nigga gonna drown?
Wait,
this bitch gonna be laying on the little board.
Hey, wait a minute. I just caught on to something, bro. So Tony said 2 hour movie because he, you know, the Titanic was 3, but yet, so you intentionally pick choosing a long movie so you can make sure
you
got enough time to stretch get that date. That
face. Mm-hmm. He's smart. Okay, question now.
After the movie, do you just drop her home or y'all go out to eat?
We go out to eat. If I'm at City Walk, I'm hitting Bubba Gun Shrimp right across the way.
I never been there.
That shit was fire.
I ain't never been there, bro.
Because you know, before they put the little complex on, like, downtown or whatever, City Walk was the place to go.
City Walk was the way, it was
all about. See, I guess the reason why I never did the fingering thing because my intentions was already looking like baller status. Because when you go to City Walk, where you park at?
Park in the garage.
In the garage, right? Yeah, but if you make that quick right, you pay $20
for
VIP.
That's VIP.
And you just walk right up the stairs and you right there. So that's right. They already.
Thank
damn,
you.
Damn, I ain't got to walk.
Oh, no. Nah, them hoes know about y'all.
Yeah, see. Nah,
we put to go down that escalator. You know, we put to go down that.
So they already.
And we put to ride
that. Hey, truth to answer any question on the garage that ain't man incriminate me.
See, I hope you ain't home because we ain't going to walk.
Nah, I ain't going to lie. I will say this right here. Y'all ladies, if y'all look at this later on, y'all want to call me a cheapskate, I don't give a fuck. Man. I was pissed. Like, don't ask me for no fucking popcorn in the movie. Especially if I don't sit in the house and watch the movie with you.
Bruh.
And you sitting to watch the whole damn movie and not nothing.
You can't get no popcorn?
Hell no. I hate this shit.
I mean, I would understand if you said hell no to the candy, but the popcorn?
Bitch, that's the same damn thing.
I'm just saying, bro.
The popcorn and the soda in the movies is like $20.
Popcorn go with the movies. You can't. It's one of the same.
I ain't been to the movie before the pandemic. Like,
during the pandemic.
I ain't been to movies in a while. So I done taught the kids a little something.
Okay.
We go by Walmart.
Uh-huh.
Jaja, get what you want.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget to bring your little purse book bag.
Because they ain't going to check it.
Because they not going to check it. Guess what, baby? Get what candy you want.
Yeah, the candy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand the
candy. Now, when I go with Vic, oh, man, boy.
Yeah.
I got it. Boy, listen, that got to be payday, boy. You can listen.
Yeah. Get all that shit for nothing.
He want nachos.
Yeah.
And a drink. Ooh, that look good. Let me try that. Man, we went downtown one time.
Right.
So she wanted nachos. Bruh, you know the nachos. I think it was downtown or one on the, I forgot which one it was. So the nachos was $12 or $13. And I'm like, for nachos.
Right.
Bruh, they brung her ass a tray, a mountain of nachos. Mind you, I'm already good. I don't want nothing.
I'm trying to get to the, we're trying to get to the movies where you can do some real good eating, man. So yeah, all that nachos, but yeah, I think about the nachos, the popcorn, and the big drink.
Man, nachos and a drink is $20.
Nachos and a drink, and I'm glad she don't eat candy like that.
Nah, I haven't been back.
So let's just recalculate this. Hold on, let's just calculate up some shit.
Because
motherfuckers in the comments talking about something, I'm cheap and shit.
Nah,
you paid $20 for the parking.
That's
right?
$20 there. Boom.
I paid another $20 for us to come to the movies.
And that's $40. And it depends on what movie theater you go to, because now they fancy, so you know.
Yeah, it might be $15. Right. It might be $30.
Hey. So we'll say 30.
Then, it was $20. I'm going back then when I was dating. So I'm already at $40.
So yes,
now,
40.
You want popcorn.
That's an extra $8.
Hey. That's another $20
right
for the popcorn drink.
We'll say $50 right now.
Hold on. But because we still, you know, we date and we don't really know each other. We ain't hunch. Mm-hmm. You don't want me drinking out your drink. Now I got to buy another drink.
One.
You share your popcorn, but you want to share your drink.
Oh, man.
So now I'm at $7.
$6 or $7,
right?
Bruh.
And then I go out. Then we go out to eat, and I spend $6 over there.
Ooh.
That's $127 on the goddamn
And guess
day.
What? You still going home.
And I'm still going home.
With nothing that happened.
And at that time, porn went on the phone, so I had to go to the computer top.
You going home with Pumala.
Hey. You versus Cherokee.
Right. Yeah. Correct. Best Google search ever invented. Swear to God. That was the best Google search ever invented. Whoever came out with that one right there.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, down. Brandon, I done did Disney Springs. See, that was...
Mm-mm.
See, back in the day. See, that is when you wanna...
And I was scared of iPhone.
But iPhone wasn't like it was like now. See, back in days,
bro, I was scared.
You
of
jump on
highways.
iPhone, we go in Disney Springs.
Matter of fact, I think Brandon was in the car with me my first time jumping on the highway. Because, see, when me and Brandon used to rock and roll together, me and Brandon used to slide every fucking way together.
Yeah.
So I think she was with me. It was 60, me, her, and my cousin Jason.
$63 at the movies. Yeah, I mean, what, today? Today time? Yeah, absolutely.
No, that was back then.
That
I don't know what.
Then, because
I don't know how many movies is
VIP.
How many people you,
That was only two people. The fuck? How many people?
Yeah, Disney Spring is when you really trying to impress them.
Oh, see. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't going that far.
I went to Disney Spring.
I was scared of the highway, and I ain't like going nowhere where I ain't know how to get there. So.
Okay, cool.
And they ain't have GPS back then.
So guess what?
They had people.
She trusted me to pay for her movie ticket and her popcorn.
Okay.
So, boom. She already know Tony a baller. Right.
With that being said.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was you a baller.
That was the illusion I gave her.
Yeah, but once I got comfortable. Wes Stokes.
What?
All right, with that being said, we went into this next thing, which is a man is not supposed to pay for every date. Not up for debate.
Huh? A man is not supposed to pay for every date.
Not up for debate.
He said what he said. I'm seconding that notion.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all come for me. I don't give a fuck. What's happening?
Listen.
You know, I got my Tampa Bay helmet on. I mean, I got my Tampa shit on.
So, Brandon, how you feel about that?
She said she agreed. He shouldn't.
I am going to stamp
that
one.
Fellas, is a man supposed to pay for every day?
But pay attention.
Ain't nothing like a woman saying, I got this one. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But you should always be prepared to pay for it.
Right. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, our mindset is okay. The bill come, I'm paying.
Yeah.
Well, now, as soon as that check comes, and then she grab it,
that's never my mindset.
Oh, that ain't your mindset?
My mindset is always before
we blew. I refuse to answer any question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Oh, I'm paying for this? All right, you get what you want. Can I get the kids, me and you?
Wait a minute, so you let it be known.
Give her, she be like, no. Give her a large water with a lemon.
A lemon, please.
A lemon and a lime.
Bring a little salt to add a teen to it.
The kids, me.
But no, no.
She got to get us some chicken fingers.
No. See, y'all didn't hear me. I said, okay, you get what you want. Can I get the kids menu? Meaning she can order whatever the fuck she want. The kids menu is for me. I still got a budget. I don't want you to feel like I'm downgrading your services.
She
won't get what you want.
So now
I got the kids menu here. So if she be like, oh, I'm getting the
ain't no way.
I'm getting the lobster and steak. Then okay, that's $65. I got
$100. And then I gotta get a hot dog and French fries.
Listen, I got $100. Okay, so your bill is $65. Hey, let me go ahead and get the snack right here.
Let me get the cheese.
If we can't build
the cheese,
can't do
the pizza.
But if we gonna do it, we doing it,
man. We gonna do it.
That is me sacrificing.
I'm doing
my eating.
I ain't sacrificing shit.
I cannot afford to accommodate the both of us.
Man, see, I ain't sacrificing.
So that is me being a gentleman. That is me being a gentleman. A perfect gentleman.
Oh, okay.
You know, by allowing her to be
satisfied.
To order whatever you want.
To be satisfied.
Baby, you can eat whatever you like.
And Golden said a person should date whenever they are able. So that means that you got to have it. Like, if we on date, bro, it is what it is. Like, I ain't really kind of putting no.
Hold on, Brandon. I'm not for to spend $200 now.
I ain't put it out of what we doing.
Oh, see, here go the perfect gym.
I ain't said nothing about that. I just said I'm talking about this is not an everyday thing.
One time,
and then you talking about a date. If we're dating, if we're going on a date, how often do we go on dates? You see what I'm saying?
It's like, bro.
So if you got to spend big, it is what
you got to know where you going into. If I'm walking in Red Lobster, I'm not walking out that bitch with no $200 tab, and it's just me and you.
Especially Red Lobster,
that shit is not happening, bro. I refuse to believe that you was.
It's probably gonna be about 85.
85. I can slot in that cool 100. You know.
80. Well, back in the day, we speaking of back in the day, cause we on.
They got free biscuits, so
I don't even go to Red Lobster. It's nasty now.
You wild as fuck.
Red Lobster.
Because they did revamp. And the last time I did try it, when they revamped, I was like, okay.
Cause y'all went to the one on West Colonial, bro.
That been closed down.
Oh, okay. Anything on West Colonial in that fucking Burlington parking lot, bro, don't eat that, bro. Straight up.
Everything going.
That Golden Corral by, that Air House by, that Red Lobster by.
Only thing.
I ain't got nothing to say. You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now.
The last time I spent $200 on dinner was when me and old girl went to STK. I think that's the name of it. It's in downtown Disney.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit either.
When that person, see, listen, once you go STK to a restaurant and the lights are damn Luke low. Chris.
Yeah, hell yeah. The most dim of them bitches is.
But listen, I can tell you, the more correct
it is, the more like as far as.
The way you dress?
Yeah, the way you dress. Yeah, the casual. No hats in the dining area.
I can tell y'all a place right now that has got all the stuff that y'all talking about. And you still won't pay no goddamn $200 to eat.
What? Ooh.
Right over there on East Colonial, Linda's La Cantina, good ass steakhouse. Little bit further, look on the left hand side, right when you pass the Fashion Square Mall.
How you know about this? Though?
Linda's
La Cantina. Because my boss took me. My boss took me. I swear to God, my boss took me there. I got a steak by this goddamn big.
That bitch say it's
for $40.
It's CC's Pizza, good place. You know what? Hey. Wordplay, all jokes aside, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Any place that got a good ass phrase, our pizza's even better than the price, you gotta respect that.
And all that. Like all jokes aside.
I used to hate CC's Pizza.
Shit, I used to, man, boy, me, Daryl, all the homeboys are going
there. But it just seemed like every time you did eat there, or something like that. Like, damn, like, it was hurt after or some shit. They it's like you paid for that shit. You had to pay like for that shit after.
Damn, slices wasn't big enough.
Yeah, I'm about to say they slices.
I got mad, kept going back and forth.
With any place, a date is a date. A date is supposed to be when you're supposed to go get to know the person. All right, we just got a caller. All right. Sunday to school, you live.
What's up, y'all? Great afternoon.
Hey, yo, yo. It's golden. Safoni. I'm living my life like it's golden.
Safoni.
Living my life like it's golden.
What you got?
Look, y'all pranking people up. But listen, so I ain't really comment like that because I ain't really familiar with dating and stuff like that. I only been in like 3 real relationships in my life. So it's like I like all this stuff y'all talking about is so interesting because I'm listening. But like the first date is like he paid for everything. And eventually when you connecting with a person, both parties will eventually pay and don't care. But
right. How
y'all counting the money, that's like such a turn off. Like I'm like, especially when Jocelyn said something about something, I put wow, like the woman should, like a man should, like I don't know. I feel like a woman gonna cook. You take me out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to really pay for nothing because I'm cooking. I'm going to make sure you eat. So you, when you do take me out, you're giving me a break. So it shouldn't even matter. Like, and then I feel like we should all put our stuff in financial situations to where it ain't nothing. What's $200 for a meal and people dying every day?
That's too damn much.
Yeah.
People dying every day. Now, so we can't take the money with us.
Nowadays,
so it's like the other day, for an example, I got a little friend. For an example, Tony, I got a little friend, right? He been treating me, taking me out or whatever, but you know, I got kids, he got kids. So I went and got a room and we weren't even in the room 3-4 hours, we was in there 2 hours. I paid $330 just for them couple hours. I didn't even think about the price because the chemistry, the time we spent together, it's perfect.
I would have went back to that
with somebody else. It's perfect.
Shit, 300. All right. I would have went back to that bit. But okay. Golden, look, this is what I'm saying.
I don't know. When you like a person, you can't think about the money.
You right.
Because tomorrow night, I promise.
You right. But like,
you got a vibe.
No, you
been
right.
That shit.
You right about that right there. When somebody puts you in that space where you ain't thinking about it. But like I say, in order for you to give, you gotta also be able to receive it. So once you start receiving it, like you say, you cook all the goddamn time or whatever. So that's a break from cooking. That's cool. But in my mind, if I know for a fact I won't even go spend $200 on groceries, why the fuck I'm finna spend $200 an hour? And then that's the way I look at shit. I'm thinking them $200.
Yeah, but you know, everybody's situation when it comes to that finance thing, it just hit totally different. Everybody control their money totally different.
You're right.
Everybody look at their money.
See, totally I got a new different. Job, right?
Cause a lot of times you really can't afford that $200 meal, but you just don't see yourself paying for it. But at the end of the day, you can't really put no price on love and put no price on the moment because we have to cherish the moments. Like, like sometimes, no lie, like, sometimes when I take my kids out, I know that the drinks gonna be $4 and stuff like that, but I just want to experience paying the $4 for the drinks and letting them see that we can do these type of things. You get what I'm saying? And then sometimes when my money real tight, we pack our bags.
You do got to see that sometimes as a man has to see that sometimes coming in. I don't think that it's the man's responsibility, but the man just as a man being a head or a lead. You know, he's probably always willing to take that lead and pay it forward, really, to be honest. So it don't bother me. Cause if I didn't really have nothing, I won't be going on a date. I won't feel like going on no damn date.
I tell the kids to get a water cup and then we're going to get Sprite.
Correct.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie, boy. Listen, boy. Hey, them kids, boy, paying for the. Hey, boy.
Oh, I'm hurting.
Them, hey, boy, them old, these new restaurant prices, boy. Spending a date money.
You go to McDonald's, you go spend. $40. If it's everybody eating, you go spend over $40.
Yep.
$40. At McDonald's.
Over.
And that's crazy.
Every fucking time.
Over.
So, over, you know, 40. Everybody getting a water cup. And y'all know what to do. We go thug it out.
But now McDonald's drinks a dollar. We better not thug it out.
Well, yeah.
10 dimes, 100 pennies.
We're
gonna work.
Yeah,
we gonna
figure it
out.
Listen, they print the food. The food cheaper, but the price is higher. Right. At the end of the day.
Right. Right.
Hey, boy, they hustling, boy. You hear me?
It's all good, though. Yeah, we got to pay for it. If the kids want it, hey, we'll do
so
it.
So don't get discouraged with the dating thing. I think it's just all the matter of, you know, sometimes we got to kick the giggles on it. But, you know, it's just really all the matter of, like you saying, enjoying the moment. If somebody's out there and they're, and you are in that moment, you know, I think for the most part, you're going to put your best foot forward.
Right.
You know, and that's no respect of sex, you know, whether it's a male or a female. That's my honest opinion on it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be like, no, because not like really. Remember, we're talking about if we're bringing it up to the 2020s, like women want a trip. They don't even want a date no more. It's like it's a trip. So I don't understand how the legit's really gonna hang in there. Boy, they got to be making
that's
bread.
That's why. Thank God,
they
got to
make bread
up
in high school.
Hey, thank
now,
God.
Now
I
some
grew
women
up
would like that now. That old time, that old school chivalry and things like that, and that old school R&B. But at the end of the day, you got to find those players.
Yeah.
I say give it to us all. I want it all—the trips, the dates, everything. Just show me you care, because at the end of the day, we all we doing is working and laboring and making money anyway. So when we do have our time, just make it adventurous and just show me you care, because that's what it's really about. Putting time together, that love, it's about love. It's about enjoying each other's company and then enjoying each other after all that stuff over with. So I just don't agree with people playing with people. If you know you don't like me for real, don't take me out on no date. Don't play no mind games, because that's where it gets confusing at, scary.
That's
my homegirl just got robbed. A nigga just robbed her, acting like he liked her, was whining and dining her, but the minute she left her house, he came and took everything. So dating could be really scary as well. You
that's
get what I'm saying? I hate when people play
though
with people.
That's them poor
like
niggas.
Don't play. Like this life we living in, we got children. We supposed to be building like generations for generations, not around here playing with people. Who got time?
She her ex was the ops. Had
listen.
Like, but yeah, we understand. Honestly, Golden, we're gonna leave off with that note. On that note, and then I'm gonna go to the next thing. What you said, which is you just saying that show you that, you know, that the guy cared, that you know, show you that someone cared. Just show if
that is real
that he cares. We're gonna keep it right there. I think that's how we kind of get the whole dating thing into where. Whoever said what and what's right and wrong.
Right.
So I think at the end of the day, if a woman can see or a man can see that you care just as much as he care, like, you see what I mean? So yeah, that's
and
what
it ain't
at
all about having that expensive dinner, that expensive lunch. Mm-mm. I'm gonna tell you what is real fun to do. You go on TikTok or Instagram and type in our hashtag Orlando Eats. Bruh, you'll be amazed about like how many restaurants that people go to that you ain't never seen around here. So that's how.
Yeah, there's always hidden
like
gems.
It's all, and the
there's
prices are cheap, and it's a lot of food.
Yeah, I went to a restaurant in Sanford.
You can make it adventurous, like
just adventurous
kitchen, and it was pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, man, it's like the small thing. You'll jump on the highway to go over here. It's probably a half hour, 40-minute drive, but it's something for you. That drive is you spending time together, y'all talking. You go eat. You ain't never been there. He never been there. You know what I'm saying? Then boom, y'all check cheap. Okay. It ain't all about let's go to Ruth Chris. Let's go to Eddie V's.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, let's go have fun. Let's do something different. Put on your sneakers, baby. Put on them heels on, baby.
I want to
see that ass.
Yeah, like, let's go to Duffy's and watch the Buccaneers game.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Guess y'all ain't joining me.
That ain't no date. That's torture.
If this is torture, chain me to the wall.
You go on a date with Tony right now to watch a game?
Yeah, baby.
You gonna sit there by yourself.
By your motherfucking self. Talk your shit now.
Hey. He is not stunning you.
At all.
Check it out. So,
all right, Savoni, we appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And if anything, jump into the comments and let us know how important is trust to you. Or you can speak it right now if you got it off the top of your dome.
Trust is very important. Trust is very important. You want to, they say trust nobody. So I just feel like love is really important. When you love a person, you know how to deal with a person accordingly. I wouldn't even say trust, because we not supposed to put no trust in nobody. Like, for real, my homegirl just let herself go trusting the niggas, thinking she like him. He carrying around for 8 months, and look, he done robbed her. So it's like, trust, I feel like love more than anything. And I'm going to love you enough to know how to deal with you and know how to move around you, because that trust word is really strong.
Okay.
Bet.
I love that. Hey, the other caller, we appreciate that, Gordon. We appreciate that.
Just call him back. Just call him back. Sunday to school. What's happening?
Yeah, I was going to say, that caller, call back in right now.
We can't call him back.
All right,
Gordon.
Yeah. That was Birdman. She said you just ignored me.
No. We got it. Sunday to school.
What's happening?
Listen, do not be ignoring my phone calls.
First of all, don't be calling me checking like you some straight up gangster. Who that? I cut off your balls and hand them to you, partner.
I said what I said.
We didn't, and nobody ignored
me. Hey, man, pull up that, bro. Put the address on now. Pull up.
Tony, shut up. Let me get my shit off. Shut up.
We are here.
Is it a problem outside?
We got a problem here.
I pull up.
Okay, so, all right, stop. Okay.
Anyways, let me get to my point of why I'm calling, because I'm tired of typing.
Thank you.
Oh, that must be Brandy.
That's Brandy.
And is. Okay, and all right, is.
All right, sorry.
Sorry, Brandy. Thought you were someone else.
All right,
else.
Let me get to this little dating situation. See, it's this, I don't know what it is with the people now, but that little dating and people, the problem is y'all go on a lot of dates trying to impress with shit you don't even have. Okay. Don't take me on no date trying to spend all this money. Then we start talking and you can't continue to do that same stuff. Thank and a lot you. Of times these females be wanting these expensive dates. That ain't even real. A date don't even have to cost money with me. We can go to the park. We can go walk around the lake. Like, y'all just be wanting too much. But that's them is the type of females that y'all get attention to. Y'all don't get attention to the ones who don't be looking for y'all money. Y'all give to these motherfuckers with their hand out who want the bag. They don't want nothing but your money from you. And in the end, y'all be saying, oh, I want a female where I ain't got to spend all this money on. I ain't got to do this. But then y'all settle for these pretty bitches. I'm sorry. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all settle for these pretty bitches that y'all got to do everything for, and y'all complain about those ones that y'all settle for when you had Lisa over there willing to do whatever for you, and you ain't even have to spend $100 on a date with Lisa.
Exactly. Talk that shit, Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Them is the ones that y'all be, the pretty ones that go and get their little bodies done and do what. Them the ones that y'all be looking at. Y'all don't be looking for the ones that's really down for y'all. Because be honest shit, with me, Brandy. I done been there. I done been married and all of this. And again, you don't have to spend no money to go on no date, because why is the date about money anyway? A date is to get to know each other. And that's y'all worrying about if he gonna take you to Eddie V's or he gonna take you on a trip around the world. Like, y'all worrying about the wrong thing. And y'all wondering why y'all get these fuck niggas who just gonna give you money and go cheat on you, because all they gotta do is buy you a nice little bag, give you a couple stacks. Damn. And they gonna come home 4 o'clock in the morning while you in the house mad as fuck. But soon if you come give you a nice little bag, you cool with it. Shit. That's why y'all get what y'all get.
Hey, Brad, do you want to come up here next week?
Brandy gotta come up here next week.
I've been waiting on the invite.
Okay, Brandy, you are the special guest next week.
Brandy,
round of applause. Round
hit
of
me
applause,
up,
Brandy, for real.
After the show, Brandy, my number's still the same. I can't yell it out here. But I do want to say this, Brandy. By you just saying what you just said, your inbox about to be jumping. Everybody finna try to take your ass to Barnett Park, Lake Eola.
Huh? Let me say one more thing before I get off here.
Okay.
Don't hit my inbox. It's unavailable. If you want to talk business, www.lavella.com.
I'm
going to tell y'all fellas right now. If y'all do want to go on a date or whatever, I sell whole bags. You'll be clean. I sell whole bags. But anyways, I'm going to get back in the call.
You better promote your business. She got a whole bag.
I got it all for y'all. Clean. At least be a clean hoe. But I'm going to get back in the comments. But yeah, I hit y'all up after the show.
All right.
Y'all heard Brandy.
Y'all heard Brandy. Y'all heard these F-E's.
And that's from a female. You pretty H's
and you F-ins out there.
And all them F-ins that's trying to impress them pretty H's.
Yeah.
Listen,
but see, that's where the internet kind of really takes everything. It takes it to a point of appearance and like you said, impression. Impression. Yes. So people are doing things to impress people when you don't really have it. And then when it's expected of you all the time, you cannot get mad, nigga, because you have put your foot out there as this individual. So you need to, you know, you're going to have
to. Act your regular, player. Act your regular. Don't start that date off. Yeah. See, I never started a date off with Mivic. Well, we ain't going no damn Ruth Chris and Eddie V's. Shit. Ain't none of that. We ain't starting off like that because I'm not going to keep this thing going like that. You get hungry on lunchtime. I want to ride through, let's just say Waffle House. Let's go to Waffle. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Eddie V's for lunch.
But it ain't.
Eddie V's.
Hold on. Wait, all right,
go ahead.
Because I just want to go ahead and point out to some shit.
All
right,
run.
Is it sometimes that, like, let's just say you can afford Eddie V's, right?
Okay.
But it's one thing if you can afford it on occasions. But I feel like you go in there to impress them, like, yeah, I can do nice things for you. But then that goes to, like, then they go to taking advantage of it. They go to asking too much. So it's not that you cannot do it. You just can't do it in a time frame in which they want. So it still ain't your damn fault. See, it's their shit.
See, the thing is,
that's interesting.
Some of them,
because you try and be the nice. I'm just saying, because I've been in the state where I tried to be the nice person, but motherfucker, every goddamn week you expecting me to take you out to eat. Like, no, bitch, you want to go out to eat somewhere nice once a month? I get it. That's cool. Right, but every goddamn week, now you don't burn me out. So now you can call me a broke nigga or whatever.
See, Brandon just said communication, Tony, because she said you have to make sure you let that be known.
Okay, well, so this is what, I'm hearing is I'm supposed to be like,
you know,
all right, babe, you know I can't take you out every week. I'm going to take you out today, though.
I feel,
But in a relationship, that's different. But I'm just saying, like,
whenever you're trying to get to know somebody.
When you're trying to get to know somebody, you might just, you know, the first time you want to take them out to somewhere nice or whatever. Like, I don't know, bro. Like I say,
Somewhere nice to me on the first date is
you never
like
get a second chance to make a first impression. That's all.
We're
I'm
trying to have fun. How can I say it? Damn, like I want to get to know you. I don't want
to
be serious.
You
want to
go to a more relaxed. You know, fun spot.
I want to go to Chili's. TGI Fridays.
I'm just trying to talk back in the day.
Yeah, just having fun. Okay, date is about having fun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? No, bowling.
All about Kings just being too. Let's go have fun. Gotcha. I want to see you laugh. Gotcha. I want to like have competition with you, like on a.
Something that match your personality.
Right,
man.
A putt-putt golf. You know what I'm saying? And then we can go eat mini golf. But all that, let's just get dressed up and just go to eat and I drop you home. No, let's go have fun. A date is about having fun. That's a date to me.
Hey.
That is a date.
Out of all this shit, coming up with, I think that's a pretty good.
A date is about having fun.
It's about, we can't forget the basis of it. The basis is always going to be getting to know the other person.
Man, damn.
Right. But having fun
should
literally follow.
Having fun. Because I don't want you to, I can't be with a person that's boring.
Like, for real, because, like, let's just say we go out on a date and we go bowling. Like, don't think I'm finna let you win.
Oh,
like,
no, it's competition.
I don't give a fuck if you don't win. Yeah, like, I don't give a damn if you don't win.
And I'm talking shit.
I'm a roller strike.
And I want you to talk shit.
You just said, with all this going out on a date, bitch, you can't cook.
Oh, Jock cook. Huh? You know what I'm saying? I told myself 2022.
She ain't say you. I'm sorry, Brandon. Hey, nigga, just flip. It was like a fried pasta.
Bruh, so many people.
It was some shit. It took a long ass time to make, though. When the bitch told me after you fry all the shit, you gotta put it in
an hour.
You gotta stuff it in the pasta. Yeah.
And then crush up the tortilla chips, roll it up, wrap it up, freeze it, and then you deep fry for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm already on that.
Yeah, man.
Right. Here come my little projects.
But everything.
Shout out to the dog Fly. Yeah, hey, you know, so when y'all see Fly on the timeline, cooking it up, man, you know what I'm saying?
I just
like and share.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I will tell y'all,
I'll tell y'all real quick now. Fly will give y'all the best 2 to 5 minute recipes out there. That nigga,
and it'd be funny.
Because I don't cook at all, but that nigga made me some simple shit, and I called the nigga, hey, bro.
Listen, and I done got on the app to help him.
Yeah, that nigga say, where you at? He say, it's on aisle 19. I'm looking for some fucking pizza sauce.
Hey, bro. Look, listen, when
I'm
say that
I'm
shit,
all so my dumb ass all looking in the stove trying to see when the bubble start hitting. I still burn that bitch.
But it's okay. Me and him was on the phone while he in Walmart.
See, that's a friend though, because I was struggling, and then my daughter,
she got on the phone.
Yeah,
and I got to explain to her now.
She talking about, she say, Mr. John, we is in this aisle, but we don't see nothing.
And I'm like, it's at the end. All right, I said, how about this? I'm talking, bro, the man done asked somebody that work at Walmart.
Yeah.
They done sent him to the wrong aisle. I said, bro, what thing. Walmart you in? He told me what Walmart. I got on the Walmart app. Boom, boom, boom. I said, bro, it's on the next aisle over at the end.
Damn.
And boom. Hey. My dog went home and made it.
I better follow Fly Drop, man, with them cooking recipes. Brandon,
don't see.
And it's crazy, bro. Everything that I
make a mean shepherd's pie. I don't give a damn what nobody's saying. Yeah, I fuck up some shepherd's pie.
Okay.
With the grits. I mean grits.
Look, listen, it's crazy because everything that we're saying and that everybody's hitting on, just like Golden hit on a point that went into the next thing. Also, Brandon just hit on the point that went into the next thing, which was not being honest about who you are. To your partner is manipulation, and they say the whole thing is a lie.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's not a lie, bro. It's just the people got to understand that it's boundaries to it. Because like I say, if somebody is nice to you, right?
Okay.
And you never had this type of niceness before. Right. You're going to take advantage of it, not even knowing that you're taking advantage of it. So then, when this person be like, "Wait, whoa, it's too much," you already don't got accustomed to the shit. Trust me, because I know, because I'm a nice motherfucker. But the shit can easily be taken advantage of and the person not knowing it. And then it's like, you can communicate with them saying, hey, look, I can't really do this right here or whatever. But then they don't got accustomed to it because you were doing it, but you didn't expect it to be like a regular thing. Like, you know, you expect it like every once in a blue moon. Hey, babe, can you shoot me this right here? Oh, hey, babe, can we do this? But when the shit go to being currently, yeah, people are like, oh, wait, you need to speak up and say something. But it's like, shit, motherfucker, you should just know. Like, okay, damn, he went out to the movies 5 times. Eventually got a click in your head. Well, okay, I want to go to the movies, but I'm gonna treat him. Like, that's some shit click in your head. It shouldn't be something that I got to tell you, hey, look, we done went to the movies 5 times and I paid for it. Bitch, you know I paid for the shit the last 5 times. Like, what the fuck you mean right now? But then again, that's when they go to saying, oh, Tony cheat.
Yeah.
No, motherfucker.
Well, not really, because at that point, that means she just, you know, Tony, you the movie nigga. And then she got another nigga for somebody else.
And that's fine.
I'm just saying, at that point, let me know. I'm
so
just saying, for a woman to not be able to see that or think about it.
Once we get done with the movies, you need to text this nigga. Hey, bro.
I'm on my way home.
Nah, bitch. Text the nigga. Hey, we done with the movies. Come pick me up at City Walker. Bitch, I'm not finna take you home for him to come pick you up. No, let his ass come to where I dropped your ass off. Fuck that.
But that is a win. But you see what I'm saying? Okay, well, she got other people, so I'm going to fall back.
Yeah, because that's what I'm trying to. But all I'm saying is, if you talking about we on something, we on number 5, and you have done everything at that point, and there's no interest in making sure that, you know, there's a, hey Tony, hey I want to, hey let me bring you, let me cook you, let me, oh hell yeah, no, I'm good, bitch.
I was taught everything fine ain't the finest.
Yeah.
And most bitches take your kindness to blindness. It's true that you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. But listen, baby, I don't want a housewife.
All right. And the riddle of the day goes a little something like this. It said, what can you hold in your right hand, but never in your left hand?
This dick.
What you say?
All right, check it out. It says, it really is, what can you hold in your right hand, but never hold in your left hand?
This dick.
Come on, man.
But if she holding it with both hands,
I think we're all doing a wonderful job. You're right. You, your left palm? I don't know.
Alright. The answer is what? I'm going to repeat the riddle first, though. It says, what can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand? And the answer is your left hand.
The fuck was that?
I mean, I get it.
Fuck, what's that?
The stupidest shit ever.
Never was doing that.
Yeah. What can you hold in your right hand? What can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand?
But you can hold your right hand in your left hand, see?
Yeah, but you're not.
You can't hold your right hand.
I don't know.
Hey, yo.
It's dumb as fuck.
That was dumb.
Thank God he's not a representation of nor Evans nor Jones.
Thank God.
Good Lord.
We do not claim that one.
Oh, look at that. They rebuking me. They rebuking me, man, on the riddle, man. Come on, man.
Do we got a joke? I got one for you.
I got one. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. This is an adult joke. What did the left poom poom lip say to the right poom poom lip?
That bitch in the middle thinks she all that.
Once again, what did the left poom poom lip say to the right poom poom lip?
Squeeze. About to choke the fuck out, dude.
What happened? We was tight.
Oh my God.
Y'all get it?
Yeah, I get it. Jesus.
What happened to us? We was tight.
Don't try me. I don't even want to do no fucking joke. Both of you niggas done fucked up my rhythm. Please don't kill my vibe.
Oh, all okay. Right.
Hey. Tony, go ahead.
Man.
You got to top it off, hey, brother. Because all us, anything, what that was, strike two?
Comments, anything in closing.
We need you, Tony.
Yeah, man. We, hey, you
we need you because I guess me and PJ was just.
Okay, well, fuck it. Let me keep it on up.
All right, go ahead.
Why did the coach go to the bank?
Why did the coach go to the bank?
The bank, the bank.
I don't know, Tony. Why?
Oh, maybe I should say, why did the football coach go to the bank?
To get a quarterback.
To get his quarterback.
Oh!
All right. We leave it off with the dumb shit.
It just red flag on the play. Flag on the play.
Correct.
So I guess everybody's shit today was like.
Flag on the play.
Yeah. Unnecessary roughness.
Anything in closing, ladies and gentlemen, in the comments, y'all. Hey, don't, and y'all can always feel free to drop your, you know what I mean, your businesses, your stuff like that in the comments. And, you know, so other people can always come back and reference and follow and follow all the way through. You see what I mean? Y'all support, you know, one another. Anything in the comment, anything you guys have in closing. Oh, I got the quote of the day. And it says, not all hustle is loud. Some of us are actually doing this for our family and future and not for pats on the back on the internet.
All right. I've been doing this way before Facebook.
And I got a quote of the day, too. Well, maybe it should be a something to think about.
Okay.
I don't trust stairs.
stairs.
Yes.
Here we go. Oh.
They're always up to something.
That was fucking funny. Oh my God.
They're always up to something.
Because they're going up.
Up to something.
Correct.
Okay, so how about you do have to go down? So, what'd you say about that one?
By going downstairs.
I said I don't trust stairs. And y'all said, why not? Because they're always up to something. I didn't say that.
Okay, so how about if you was going down? You don't trust stairs. What if you got to go down?
If I'm going
then
down.
They always down or something? Are they always down or something?
They always that, down you?
They always
hey,
down you.
Well, why did the pitcher go to prison?
Because he was framed.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right, listen, man. Love, peace, happiness, man. Sunday to school.
How does a hurricane see?
Through the eye.
One eye.
Yes, that's everybody knows the eye of the hurricane.
Hey, Fly, man, you ain't told you better go and get it on out.
Yeah, because
boy, he jokes. He's a tax on y'all definitely shop. Y'all mess with Nita on that.
Make sure y'all get that Power, Brandy.
Brandy, Lavella's.
Soaps, detergents, hoe bags, all that.
Hoe bags.
What's in a hoe bag?
The hoe bag
a hoe
is
bag
to
consists
make sure
of...
your poom nice and clean and
no,
fresh.
No, no, no. The hoe bag is to clean yourself after you
why
left.
You call it, why you call it the hoe bag, though?
Because. Same way they do, same way they got the tramp walk.
Oh, okay.
The slut walk.
Okay.
I mean, I remember back in the day, I used to have me a few times. I don't did the slut walk, but it's okay, though.
Okay.
Slut walk, whatever the hell they call it for us fellas.
And to actually see her make them so sometimes I be thinking it's candy. Bro, she put the straws.
Yeah, she do her thing now.
I be like, damn, I like that. Oh, yeah. All
right, let's go.
And what do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Correct. Y'all want to go. But you don't know.
I feel blessed on this one, yeah.